Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Welcome back, fans of the pro, with you until 6 o'clock tonight. Then it's kickoff with Boomer and Valenti. Charlie Long in the booth, Deuce McAllister. And tomorrow, if you're out doing some shopping, join the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, and Mike Dettillier for a special edition of Sports Talk from the Rouse's Market uptown on Chapultepec from noon to 3. We'll count down to Tulane's first college football playoff. They're the 11th seed against the 6th seed Ole Miss. We'll also preview Saturday's NFL doubleheader, Packers and the Bears and Eagles at the Commodores, plus the Saints' final home game, of course, against the Jets. Join the two Cajuns, Bobby and Mike, for a special edition of Sports Talk at the Rouse's Market uptown on Chapultepec tomorrow from noon to 3 on WWL, always free on the Odyssey app. I forgot about NFL tomorrow as well. Tulane at 2:30. The first game is Miami at Texas A&M. And the final game of the day is James Madison at Oregon. That's at 6:30. The winner of that game faces Texas Tech in the Orange Bowl. The winner of Tulane Ole Miss in the All-State Sugar Bowl. And the winner of Miami Texas A&M in the Rose Bowl. And then Alabama and Oklahoma tonight. Another rematch. Oklahoma favored by 1.5. And if you missed it, Devon Vele went on injured reserve today for the Saints. So he and Devin Neal both go on injured reserve. So I only brought up Vele because, to me, that guy, for a receiver, he has 25 receptions. 25. No explosives. So no catches for 20-plus. But in the last... his last 9 receptions were for 10-plus. That's amazing to me. And in his last 16 receptions, the last 14 were for 10-plus. So, but they were no explosive. So between 10 and 20, his 14 of his last 16. After week 12, the guy had 9 catches. 9. And he has 25 now. So, I mean... and he showed you, just get it near me, I'll catch it. And he's got a shoulder injury.
And that's what I was about to say. The one thing you can say about him is we go back to the beginning of the season, and so many people, where is he at? Why is he not involved? We gave up a fourth rounder. We gave up a fourth and a sixth.
Yeah.
You know, you gave up so much for him, and we haven't seen him. One, you wanted to throw him in immediately, which probably wasn't fair to him. And two, you know, for him, it was – I know he dealt with the knee injury at in Denver. And it was, all right, let's make sure he's, one, 100% healthy, and then, two, he's 100% comfortable. And at the time, I still did have two other receivers that went through complete offseason, everything. Right. One guy you signed this offseason, the other one was looking for a new contract. And both pretty good players. He took advantage of his opportunity, and he kept working. he put himself in situations where he wanted to be valuable, to be used. It's unfortunate that he's got the shoulder basically injury, and it was I went up, I made a play, I came down on my shoulder wrong, yeah. And I think I think Jeff, our sideline reporter, basically said it. If they don't need the roster spot, he probably pushes to try to play against Atlanta. I mean, because he's a week to week situation. If the Saints don't need a roster spot, he probably pushes to play against Atlanta, and so. He's a guy that can help you. He's a guy that can help you. I don't know if he's, your number one, your number two. Wherever you put him on the field, he's a guy that can help you.
Good gosh. I mean, you've just between 10 and 20 yards every time you touch it, yeah, he's going to help you. And the middle of the field. We've not seen a lot of passes across the middle. I'm not really talking seam routes. I'm not trying to compare him to Colston or Jimmy Graham or anything like that. I'm just saying across the middle.
Yeah, well, tough. I mean, you talk about anywhere between 8 to 15 yards.
Yep.
I mean, you've got to be able to hit some square hands. You've got to be able to hit some digs, and you've got to be able to hit some slants. When you go across that middle, guess what? You're gonna get hit.
Yeah.
You're gonna get hit by a guy, a safety or a linebacker as well, and you got to be able to hold on to the ball. And so, for a big body receiver to be willing to do that, yeah, you'll take it.
So here's how it looks right now. There are four wide receivers on the roster. Dante Pettis has one reception. Chris Olave, of course, having the year that he's having, and really the fourth quarter that he had. Mason Tipton has seven receptions. They've all come in the last four games. He's sick, but I think he's going to be okay. He's on the mend, but still. And then you got Kevin Austin, who had three catches last week. That's it. That's it. There are no others. You have two running backs, Audric Estime and Evan Neal. That's it. I feel like
so you trying to tell me we're going to play a lot of 13?
I feel like yeah,
a lot of three tight ends.
I also know that you got Taysom. Taysom is your swing. Put him as a tight end, put him as a wide receiver, put him as a running back. So he makes all those numbers change, but sometimes what happens in week 16 when you're 4-10, right? I mean, you just don't have people.
I'm looking at this, and I'm looking at my roster, and it's like, man, you are going to play a lot of 11 and 12.
Right. Well, and the thing is, from a kickoff return standpoint, you had Evan back there and Mason back there with Dante. And, Mason, that's kind of the thing with Shahid, right? Mason's one of your four receivers, and Evan's one of my two running backs. So do you – how much do you put him back there?
Well, you got to at this point, though.
They have Pettis and somebody.
Yeah, you're going to put – it's going to be Evan Hull or Pettis or Mason and Evan Hull. It's going to be one of the two.
Right.
We know Mason is a little sick or whatever, but it's going to be one of the two as far as
we got to
thrown back there.
I agree. So just interesting, although I have to admit, they're not rookies. Estime played with Denver in 24. He scored. He's run. He's and Hull was with Indy. He was a draft pick. He just hadn't played. He was was on their practice squad. But I like what I see of those guys. Right? I mean,
they're going to run hard.
They're running hard.
They're going to run hard. My only concern and my biggest worry is them picking up the blitz.
Right.
Just because they hadn't been here to be able to do it.
And it's something that Devin Neal really did.
Yeah.
He made a
You can scheme a little bit for him to make it easy on him a little bit, but I mean, that's your only concern.
Tyler Shuck, man, just keep doing what you're doing, because the special teams that they're going up against, the Saints, Isaiah Williams, he's a wide receiver number 18 and a running back, Kane Wongu. Between them, have three touchdowns. And Isaiah Williams has two punt return touchdowns, really had a third last week, got called back. He's also got an 83-yard kickoff return that wasn't a touchdown. This is how good they are as a return game. Last week in Jacksonville kicked off 9 times. How many times do you think was not a touchback? Zero.
Zero?
Nine. They said, oh, wow. That you ain't touching it.
Wow.
You ain't touching it. Start at the 35. One time Jacksonville had problems, and Jacksonville was punting out of their end zone. And they're like, I got to kick it.
I got to kick it to them.
And they did. You know what happened?
Six.
50-yard return. Six. But it got called back.
Right.
And it's like, good gosh, man. I don't think I've ever seen a team that where your special teams is what you got. You do not kick to those guys. I don't care what you do, Charlie, and this ain't a problem for you. Kick it out of the building. Start at the 35. Take a break. Come back. We'll talk more about the Saints and the Jets with a former Saint. We got a lot of former Jets on this team. DeMario Davis, Nathan Shepard. We'll talk with Kyle Turley at 525, but we'll take a break here on Fans of the Pro. Mike Hoss, Deuce McAllister back after this here on WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome back. Mike Hoss, Deuce McAllister with you until 6 o'clock tonight, and just happy to have Kyle Turley, who is the Saints' legend of the game on Sunday. You can also see him at Frenchman Street at the Blue Nile Balcony Room, 532 Frenchman Street on Saturday, December 20th at 9 o'clock. Hello, Kyle. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Great to be with y'all.
With you, with Mike Hoss, and I was an old-timer. I used to cover you as a sportscaster, and I know you know my partner, Deuce McAllister.
I remember you, brother.
Yeah,
I
used to open up some holes for Deuce McAllister.
Oh, yeah, my boy. How are y'all?
We are good, man.
Doing
yourself?
Good, Kyle.
Good.
So
good.
It's got to be exciting for you to come back, you know, this weekend, Jets. I mean, I know it's the 25th anniversary. I mean, I don't even want to get – here's my question. Like, when you go see bands and, like, you know, Billy Joel and all these guys, and we want to hear the classics, and they go, I don't want to hear the classics. And I'm like, Kyle Turley, like, that's the last thing he wants to talk about, and it's the only thing people want to talk about. But I don't want to. I want to know if you go. I don't want to talk about it. We won't talk about
it. No. I'm you know, offensive linemen don't get much recognition, so you got to take what you can get, right?
Right.
But at the end of the day, that was it was more about it had so many different factors to it. I had to sit back and really digest this over these last 25 years to be able to accept that. Last year was my first time in the Superdome. In 24 years, I guess. 23 years. I didn't go back, man. I was still just a little jaded from getting shipped out, and so I never went back into the dome. And then they, finally, things are settling down. A lot of good things have happened from a lot of stuff that I did. That from all the things that happened in my career to everything else I got involved with. Kind of just everything revolves around the Saints. Everything I've done in football started with Mike Ditka, giving me a phone call back in 1998.
Yep, first round pick, and I'm gonna get out of the way here because I want Deuce to take over. But here's the only thing I'm gonna say about the Jets situation, because I know it's the one thing Deuce talks about all the time, and that was what you were doing was go help your quarterback. It bothers Deuce crazily.
Maybe.
When offensive linemen don't help the quarterback. But wait a minute. So as I watched it, I was there, but as I watched it again, the tussle on the ground lasted 35 seconds. Before you emerged and when it started, do you understand, and I'm talking to the people, how long 35 seconds is for a scrum at the bottom of a pile? That is an eternity. I mean,
well,
it's just amazing.
I'll tell you what happened. The irony and the funny part is that, over the years, the stories everybody's told is that they were in a Buffalo Wild Wings or a Hooters or whatever. And the uniqueness of this moment was that the Diamondbacks had just won the World Series. Randy Johnson had just pitched the game winner. The Diamondbacks are celebrating their World Series victory. And I'm right in the beginning of this fight. And it lasted so long that apparently every television and every Buffalo Wild Wings and every Hooters and every sports bar across America had time to switch that channel over, and every TV was on the fight. And it went on so long that people were in the bars just going, whoa, whoa. And it became kind of a national thing almost, as I've gone through, all of these people over the years in airports and in public everywhere else that, loved it. So,
Kyle, it's always a pleasure to speak to you and hear your voice and, kind of reminisce, and we'll call it good and bad from as far as that situation. But I got to ask you, and I saw that you were speaking on it, maybe to somebody earlier this week about this situation, and as much as we can, the banana. I don't have to say a word, Mike. All I have to do is just say the banana.
Oh man, wild times, right? I mean,
And Kyle, so before you start, you got to remember, I'm a rookie. I had only been in the NFL a few weeks, and I am just trying to soak everything up. I'm trying to soak everything in, figure out how the league works. I'm a rookie. We have a team meeting, and I'll say the banana, and I'll leave it at that, and I'll let you take over.
Yeah, the banana, man. It was a crazy time, that era of football. We went through some, interesting times in our country. It was the Iraq, Afghanistan, all these things, and then 9/11 happened, and we were all, out to it was our day off, and
it was a Tuesday.
Yeah, it's a Tuesday. It's our day off. I'm sleeping. I get woke up from a phone call from my girl at the time, and she's, telling me to turn on the TV. And I'm like, what the heck? This is my only day off. I got to get some sleep. And it was 9/11. I turned on the TV to the second plane, right? So then, everybody's freaking out, of course. So we get to the facility, and, I'm like, what the heck? Everybody just, the same is just going, what in the world is going on?
And where do we play that weekend? Where are we scheduled to play that weekend?
Right, and we're scheduled to go to New York the next weekend.
Playing the Giants, right?
Yeah, playing the Giants. And so, all these scenarios. And then, And then there's this rumor that started that Jim Haslett was going to take us to Pittsburgh and practice with the Steelers for the whole week that the NFL had off. And I went to everybody. I went to Jerry Fondo. I went to Eric. I'm like, because they were all talking about how they're going to have a upper, you know, classman meeting, you know, veteran meeting with the coaches. And I'm like, you better tell them, well, we're not going to Pittsburgh. Nobody's going nowhere.
And true.
He came down and said that, you know, we're going to Pittsburgh, and I had a banana in my hand, and I did my best to put it right between his eyes, and he dodged out of the way, and ultimately, you know, we're in the parking lot at the end of the day.
Kyle, I hate to stop you, but the facility has not changed that much. I don't know how much you've been, I know you said you hadn't been into the dome. I don't know if you've been over to the facility. Now, the facility looks fantastic. There's some upgrades.
Yeah, I've seen pictures.
Yeah, there's some upgrades and everything. But I'll just tell you.
Yeah, finally got an indoor facility, I hear.
We do. We have an indoor facility. You don't have to bus to the dome. You don't have to wait on the rain. You experienced that. I experienced that. But I am one of the individuals that can tell you that door and part of that hallway is still there. Just FYI.
Yeah. Well, they got a good mark on the hinge, I'm sure, because I tried to kick that thing open, kick it off. Yeah.
My friend.
Yeah, crazy times, man.
I definitely appreciate it. Thank you just for sharing a little bit of that. And I'll have to fill our listeners in on most of that story that, you know, we don't have time to talk about it. And, you know, most of it, like I said, is we'll make it PG friendly where we can kind of talk about it, but definitely some interesting times. And like I said, that was my rookie year. And man, I just want to tell you, thank you for everything that you did for me as a player, just teaching me. And like I said, I was just trying to soak it in. I was trying to soak it in from you and Willie and Wally and, you know, Fontenot, and, you know, just try to understand what the NFL was truly, truly like. And,
got a good taste of it. And that's what it was like, and it never was the same.
Yeah, well, that part, because if that happened now, we'll just leave that. Right. We'll leave it alone.
Right.
It wouldn't fly.
So yeah, I know music's always been, you know, a big part of your life since you were a young man, and it's called what you had as referred to as power country, right? Gridirons to guitars. You've got your own record label and done some music, and it's not a hobby. I mean, it's kind of been a release for you, an ability to kind of, you know, say what you feel.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, I always had music. Deuce knows, you know, I'd get a room from the coaches every training camp, go rent all the music equipment, and, you know, by the end of training camp, you know, we had a whole band put together with guys that could play instruments you'd find, and it was just part of my life, music. And then going to New Orleans, I couldn't help it, right? I became, it's Music City. Forget Nashville, Music City belongs to New Orleans. And I got to meet, you know, all of these amazing bands and people that I've been fans of for so many years. So you go to all the concerts that were always around and going on, you know, I soaked it all up. I used who I was as a Saints player to make sure I never paid for a ticket, and I was always backstage hanging out with the band, you know, giving them Saints hats and shirts and everything. And, you know, I knew that one day I wanted to go into music, you know, something was just drawn to me at a young age with music. And I always just had a guitar around, and you know, it just took its course. And after my career went into Nashville, you know, retired here, and had nothing really to do except go out and start playing music, and that's what happened, you know. And you know, 6 years of a music career got interrupted by a lot of physical things from football, in and out of hospitals, having seizures, all these other things that the brain thing's responsible for was very real for me. Deuce knows that. I'd have episodes of vertigo constantly at the Saints and every other team I was on, you know, and they couldn't figure it out, right? Well, now we know. And, you know, I disrupted my music career for a little while, so it's good to be back. I'm back in Nashville during the COVID, and because I had to go back to California and get off all them pills. And fortunately, the good Lord put a plant here that resolves things that people are finally starting to get to hear about, thanks to this rescheduling with Donald Trump. And it's going to be an awesome show Saturday and an awesome event on Sunday to be able to be there. You know, not being able to be present in these situations was my life and unfortunately too many NFL players' existence currently. And I'm just going to be there to represent this life, man, and how amazing it is to be living it.
Well, you can do one or two things, right? I mean, you know, you've dealt with chronic trauma, encephalopathy, and, you know, you deal with it, right? And you, as opposed to just dealing with it internally, now you're more of a spokesperson for it, right? You want the world to know these issues exist out there in the NFL, and the NFL has to take accountability because
there's some answers. There's some answers, and right. you're able to provide some answers for a lot of people.
Yeah, well, you know, we all can. We've all experienced this, yourself as well, you know, Deuce, and going through the trials of this life and having to figure it out after football. You know, it's not easy, and people just think that it is, and you throw a bunch of money at things, and it's just not. These injuries are real, and this brain injury is real, and I've fortunately found the resolutions for this, and you know, that's what I'm out here to talk about the most these days is that, you know, I've been pill-free. I'm taking one pharmaceutical in over 10 years. That's insane with plates and screws and, you know, all these surgeries and this brain that's supposed to be, you know, a progressive disease that I'm starting to find, you know, a lot of resolutions in taking care of myself and understanding the right medicine to use for this. And cannabis is that answer, and it is for so many others. It's going to continue to keep coming out the more that, you know, these scientists and doctors start catching up to where guys like me had to go because we were left behind, and that was unfortunate. But we've got a great resurgence in our football community now of guys getting their lives back. And, you know, me, myself and Ricky are a part of a group called Project Champion. You can go to projectchampion.org. Help support us. You know, we're doing everything we can. I was first on the scene as soon as they passed any legislation. I still am. And we're going to get this done. And we already have. You know, our work has done these things. And it's because we've got our lives back. And it's awesome to have that and be able to say that.
What can people expect who don't know? 532 Frenchman Street. It's the Blue Nile Balcony Room. All shows 21 plus, free admission with valid ID and drink purchases. So it's going to be, you know, is power country still a solid definition?
You know what? No, I honestly, I've got a bunch of new stuff, and my power country life was in another time.
Okay.
And so I'm really excited for people to hear. You know, I came to Nashville. I wrote a bunch of great music. It was basically stories of my life. If you want to know about football and my whole journey, buy my music. It's all online. You can download it or just go listen to it on Pandora, whatever. And that's my life after football. Everybody said write a book. I don't read books. I was an art major. So I made a bunch of music. I wrote a bunch of lyrics. It tells the story. And now I'm back. You know, I've got a new life. And this new life, being awake to this world, has got a lot of great music with it. And I'm excited to play it.
So what genre would you say this music is?
It's still country, but it, you know, a little more Americana folk mix in there. And more songwriter-esque than trying to make a country hit, you know,
yeah.
and get people rocking.
Did you ever run into Phil Vassar in Nashville?
Vassar, great guy, man, great musician, you know, tremendous yeah. musician. And, you know, so many guys here I've had the opportunity to play and open up for pretty much everybody in country music. And, you know, I did three tours with David Allan Coe. I opened up for George Jones in a theater show there in New Orleans. It was just me and him. Unreal, epic, you know, opportunity before he died. And you know, Hank Williams III and everybody else and Jake Owen and Eric Church. I've played with everybody out there. And, you know, Louisiana was a lot of those shows. And
yeah.
I know a lot of people are there. And hopefully we'll get some folks out, pack out the Blue Nile. We appreciate them taking on the show in short notice, and should be a lot of fun.
Sounds great. Yeah, Phil Vassar and I went to college together, so I was curious. But, man, hey, New Orleans is ready to welcome you back with open arms, my friend. So glad that you are here. Glad. It sounds like you're doing great. And, you know, had your 50th birthday back in September. Just keep knocking it out of the park.
That's right. Yeah, you know, I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Thank you to everybody out there. Appreciate you. It's awesome to block for you, brother. Brother Deuce, man, unreal. And, you know, it's never ending. That the Hoodat Nation stays with you forever. And I'm extremely excited to get back to the city.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it, Turley. I appreciate it, my brother. You take care, and I look forward to seeing you.
We'll see you on Sunday.
Sir. Have a great night.
Thank you, pal.
All right.
Kyle Turley, number one pick, seventh overall in 1998.
Bad, bad man. I mean, look like a tight end out there. I mean,
he needed to play in the 60s and 70s. No rules.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Conrad Dobler.
Yeah, I mean, he was just so lean and just strong, and he had it. He had game.
All right, take a break. I knew that was going to be fun, and it was. Kyle Turley, back after this. Fans in the Pro, Mike Hoss, Deuce McAllister on WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome back. Mike Hoss, Deuce McAllister with you until 6 o'clock tonight. Then it's Boomer and Valenti. I want to say this because I got it wrong earlier. Don't forget, WWL is the home of your New Orleans Pelicans. Tomorrow, the Pels take on the Indiana Pacers in the Smoothie King Center. Pre-game 5:30, tip-off 6 o'clock on the big 870 WWL AM. Saints on Sunday at noon. Alabama, Oklahoma tonight. When is that? 7 o'clock, and then 11 o'clock tomorrow is your first game. I'm giving all the time Central. Number 10, Miami at number 7, A&M. And then at 2:30, Tulane at Ole Miss. The winner faces Georgia in the Sugar Bowl. And then at 6:30, James Madison, the 12th seed at Oregon. The winner faces Texas Tech in the Orange Bowl. So we need some – I don't know what we need tomorrow. It's a good day. It's a good day. You got it. Have you done? Are you done? Are you got your honeydews and yeah. your shopping done? Can you watch some football tomorrow?
No. Yes and no.
The first part of that question is no.
You haven't done all your Christmas stuff?
No. Not at all. I mean, you can't even joke and say, oh yeah, I got not at all. But that's a different subject.
It's Thursday. That's just a reminder. Just a reminder for you.
That's a different subject. Okay. You know, there's a ton of Christmas parties. I gotta tell, I couldn't make one. I mean, it's like, hey man, I gotta work. I got radio again. So I got some buddies over in Lafayette. I know we had some friends stop by earlier today, and that's from. I got a buddy over in Lafayette. They got a Christmas party. I know they cutting up. And then there's another Christmas party on the North Shore. What is that? Tuesday. But guess what? I got basketball. I got, you know, that's
Curtis went right from football. When I say Curtis, I don't mean John Curtis. I mean your son Curtis, because right from football.
Well, John Curtis as well, because they went right from football dominating in basketball. But, yeah, so my son, they play up in Mississippi, so get a chance to go and check that out. And it's not a homecoming for him. It's really a homecoming for me. But the team that we're playing, he's got cousins that play on that team as well. And so – that'll be pretty cool to see and for him to do. But, you know, I'll know a ton of the people on the other team and up in Jackson just because of where they're playing and who they're playing. But, you know, good times.
Take a quick break. By the way, in the last break, it says we were checking out the 2026 Saints schedule. Where they play, who they play. It's going to be interesting. AFC North, NFC North. We'll worry about that in a while, but it was just what we checked out. So we'll take our final break. Fans in the Pro here on this Friday. College football playoffs begin tonight. Back after this here on WWL, AMFM.com, always free in the Odyssey app. Welcome back. Just a couple of minutes. And before I forget, everyone have a very safe, happy holiday season. And, you know, just make the best of it. And the weekend begins. Pelicans win their fourth straight. Tomorrow night. Saints win their third straight tomorrow night.
Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday.
Sunday at noon.
I should be there Sunday at noon then?
That's when I think you should be there Sunday at noon. If you come Sunday afternoon at 3:25,
yeah.
It's probably gonna be some trouble. just gonna be a little bit of trouble. Just FYI.
And so this is, you know, you want to just keep stacking wins. I know there's a segment out there that says, oh, you're ruining the draft pick, man. Just keep, you ain't got no job. Keep stacking wins.
I would rather my young quarterback, my young team where I'm trying to build a culture, them understand and know what it takes to win. I would rather them understand and know. We know what it feels like to lose. We lost enough. It's okay to win a game and understand how hard I have to work to win a game, because right now you taste a little bit of success. Now I want to see, have you put in enough time and effort and work to be successful completely? Because now you can't talk about winning four straight before I get that third game. And this is a team that you should beat.
Yeah.
The Jets are truly playing for positioning, but when at the end of the day, you're a better team than the Jets.
Just are.
You're a better team than the Jets. And so for you to say, well, you know, it doesn't really matter, it matters.
It does. Tell
that to the young man that's trying to make that team.
Tell that to
Charlie Smith.
Right. Tell that to the host of the Saints Coaches Show and the Saints Hour. He wants a victory.
Some sad times when it's just like, man, I don't know what I'm going to talk about. I can't talk about that poor of a game or the lack of development.
But when you win, all right, that's on Sunday. Again, Deuce, Merry Christmas, my friend. Happy
Merry
holidays.
Christmas.
Be
Merry
safe.
Christmas.
Charlie, same to you, my bad. Charlie Long in the booth, helping things out as always. Boomer and Valenti are next. Big weekend coming up. Thanks for listening here on Fans and the Pro, WWLAMFM.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.